Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace and peace.
Shalom, shalom, King Grace and family.
Shalom. Yeah. Shalom.
Amen.
How you be?
Blessed. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning.
First day of the week.
Yes, it's beautiful. The sun is shining bright.
Yeah, no complaints. See, you better dress warm.
Sure will.
Yeah. Amen. Well, welcome to another edition of Sound of Living Water. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, and today is the Sunday morning brunch.
Amen.
And today we're dealing with what today's precept is, Lord our God is a consuming fire. Well, we get this image of God from the image of man. Well, we want to take that image out of our minds.
Amen.
And give you the image of God the way He said, this is how.
Amen.
All right, so we're not going to draw no pictures for you. We're going to let the Word of God testify of itself, what the God of Israel looked like. You got some of us drawing these pictures of God. You know, this is how God look in heaven. No, it's not. You know, you're doing the same thing they're doing with white Jesus. Mm. You know, no, and He don't look like that either, so stop. We're going to let the book testify what the Lord our God looks like.
Amen.
You know, and when He's all said and done, okay? So, with that being said, do we have a scripture so that we can open up?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we'd like the sisters to uncover cover their heads and the brothers to uncover their heads. We stand face Jerusalem and face the east and approach our Father.
Amen. Praise, forgive me. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Sion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thine holy temple. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, Psalm 65, verses 1 through 4. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen,
amen,
amen, and amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus, heavenly man, we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children, their children. Father, have mercy and give us the mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray for your mercy and do it forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, once again, welcome to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters. Let's get into this, ladies. This is Lord your God. His precept today is the Lord your God is consuming fire. Where do we get this from? And why is this even important for us to know? Well, one, you got to understand the power of your God. Two, if he's telling you he's a consuming fire, that lets you know how the sun got started. To give you an idea of the type of fire he is, the way we look at the sun, your God created that. Now, how much power did it take to create that, such a thing as that? And he took it from heaven.
Amen.
He created it from heaven. He didn't just go out of nowhere and create the sun. No, he created it out of heaven, just like he created earth. We're going to deal with that. We're going to look at that. We need to know what our God really, really, his appearance is according to what the media draw. You know, we got to, when we approach our God, we got to have an idea of who we praying to and what we're praying to. This is that thing. So, let's pick this up in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. 1 and 26. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God...
Now watch this. The Lord your God said he's giving you every living thing that moveth upon the earth, giving you dominion over everything that moveth upon earth. This let me know right now that Satan has to be cast in order for us to have dominion over the devil.
Amen.
It has to be him for him to even speak this commandment. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So this is that thing, or else we wouldn't have control over the spirit, but we do, according to this law. So we created in this image to have dominion over the angels. So we're not going to look like angels. Your God don't look like an angel. He don't look like none of those things. In the end, I hope we have a pretty good idea of what he looked like. But it's not like what man has drew, such as him looking like angels. Let's look at that. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 35. 1 Corinthians 15 and 35. When you receive it, read.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 35.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians 15 and 35 reads, but some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come?
See, everybody, that's the age-old question. You know, is it life after death? You know, some live like it's not. You know, I don't believe in God, so I do what I want to do. And those of us that believe there's life after death or immortality after life, you got gauges on your life, you know, because you know there's a time eternal. But those that don't believe in God, they don't have any gauges. They do whatever they want to do. Because they don't believe there's a God. You believe there's a God. We believe there's a God because ultimately we're going to be reformed. That gives us reason for pause. So, but the age-old question is there a resurrection? Is there life after death? Is there life before life? That's the other question. Read on.
Amen. Verse 36. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. 37.
Mm-hmm.
And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat or some other grain.
So Paul just gave us an education on body. And the seed is planted in the earth, and then something's going to come up out of it. So the seed do have to die in order for whatever's to become forth of it to bring forth fruit. So this body is going to die. For real, it's going to die. At its coming or at the first resurrection, when he appears, your body is going to literally be changed, and it's going to die and be turned into an immortal. It's that body that we bear now. Is going to disappear. It's going to die. So it's no sense even trying to hold on to it because it's going to be nothing. It's going to be turned into nothing. You, God willing we live, will be turned into God. Into this thing that the scripture is describing.
38. But God giveth it their body as it hath pleased him.
See, God gonna give you a body like his. What kind of body is that? That's the name. If that ain't the first, it's the next question, right?
Amen.
God gonna give me a body like his. What his body look like?
Amen.
That's the next question. So these are things that we should be asking ourselves. This is not something that we should be waiting on our pastors or our elders to give us answers to, because those are questions that you have for God anyway. So you got to seek those things out. The Lord will reveal them to you. He's going to give us a body that pleases him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like the angels. Because he said, no, like his.
Amen.
Okay? Where are we?
38.
Continue.
And to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. Celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
Celestial is spirit, cosmic, so to say. And then you got terrestrial, that's earth. Flesh and blood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
41. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory.
See that? See, this is why the flesh is going to disappear, because you're going to put on the glory of the sun. You're going to turn into fire. Your God is a consuming fire, so you're going to turn into him. You're going to turn into fire. But we're going to shine differently like the stars of heaven, right? This let me know that you're going to have order. It ain't going to be like, you know, everybody just hanging around kicking it with God. No, you're going to have order. David is going to be on his right hand, and Moses is going to be on his left. Both of them is going to be at the edge of the table. Forget about it. Ain't nobody breaching that spot next to Christ. That's over. They earned them two spots. King David and Moses are going to be sitting at the edge of that table. Every new moon.
Amen.
Read on.
42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
See, we bear the image of the first God, the first Adam. We're bearing that now.
Amen.
But then we're gonna put on the image of the Father, which is this, the body that God has. We're going to put on that. See, both of them are different. Both of them have their own power. But the one to that power, this one here is like the seed. It's bearing it. It's the light, you know, it's the light within the temple. How bright is it? Because it's going to burn away the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's appearing. Read on.
Amen. Verse 50.
Yes, ma'am.
Now this I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doeth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Stop. So what can inherit the kingdom of God?
Immortality. I mean, incorruption.
No, what can't inherit the kingdom of God?
Mortality. Your flesh.
Exactly.
So mortality and immortality. So mortality is what?
That's death.
Okay. Immortality.
That's everlasting life.
So your flesh.
Right.
What do you consider your flesh?
What we're in.
I know.
Right.
Isn't there another word for it?
Terrestrial.
Okay.
But the thing is this is what can't inherit the kingdom of God?
Flesh.
And blood.
Right.
Flesh and blood. So flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So the spirit is going to take over the flesh and blood. You will no longer need blood to live.
Right.
Because it's going to be the spirit that give you life.
Amen.
So that's going to be changed. So we no longer depend on this body at all.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in St. Luke 24 and 34.
Amen. So we stopped at 54?
Yes. Yes, we did. St. Luke 24 and 34. When you receive it, read.
St. Luke 24 and verse 34?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. St. Luke chapter 24, verse 34 reads, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread.
So the Lord has rose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is after the resurrection. So he's going to demonstrate the body that we're going to receive. Because this is that body. That's what he said. How was a man raised up? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. Read on.
36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them.
So he's going to be able to do what?
What is that called when you appear?
Quantum.
Yeah, the quantum physics. That's your favorite part, right?
Yeah, you'd be walking through time.
Right.
And he got doors because the door, we're going to look at that. The door just going to appear from nowhere.
Mm.
They're in the firmament, which is the second heaven.
Amen.
So this is how he appeared, because they got doors everywhere. Watch this. Read on.
36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled?
So they thought they saw an angel, right? Supposing they saw a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know if it was for good or for evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
They thought they saw a spirit. Look at what he says. Look what Jesus said. Go ahead.
Verse 38, and he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that is it I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have.
Wait a minute. What's not going to inherit the kingdom of God?
Flesh and blood.
Wait a minute, but it didn't say flesh and bone.
Mm.
So your God got a what?
So he has a skeleton.
He has a skeleton.
Okay.
Angels don't.
Okay.
They don't have skeletons. That make us different. That will make us God, that we got skeletons.
Mm.
And your skeleton is going to be on fire because it's just the only, unless the skeleton is like really kept in a bad way, it really lasts throughout time. If it's prepared, in the right way,
mm-hmm.
a skeleton will not deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the image of God that will separate us from angels. So don't say we're going to be created in the image of angels because angels don't have bones mm-hmm. or flesh. They shift changes. They change from the beast, the bird, the man, and the ox. They change from that into beings. You can't do that if you got a skeleton.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Yeah. Let's go into Psalms 104 and verse 1.
Psalms 104.
Yeah. Psalms 104 and 1.
Psalms 104.
And verse 1.
And verse 1. Psalms 104 and verse 1 reads, mm-hmm. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment.
See, that's the other thing. So the body that he's preparing for those that are heirs on salvation is going to be light. You see, that's what's going to consume away the flesh. Light.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the light of the Lord that's going to consume away flesh anyway.
Amen.
Or the fire of your God that's burned within us in this earthen vessel. Just like the earth have an earth core. That same fire that's in the earth core burns in us.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little different. He said, continue.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire.
You know what that just told me? He created heaven before he got to them. So they didn't help. They ain't got nothing to do with creating nothing. He created all things with his name. He said, who laid the foundation of the earth. See that? See, the angels wasn't even there when he created heaven. They're created out of heaven.
Amen.
See that? It says, who laid the beams in his chambers. And he, wait a minute, forgive me. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my Lord, O my God. Thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as a garment, stretches out the heavens like a curtain. All that's before the angels.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we know, even the earth is created from heaven, not right there, right? Okay, so all of this, the sun, the moon, all the stars is created from that right there. Okay, but God created it.
Amen.
Don't forget, he the one that made all of that.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what did that get created from? That's the next question.
Amen.
Okay. Let's look at that. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 28 and 11.
Ezekiel 28.
And verse 11.
Amen. Ezekiel 28 and 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus said the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sun full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. That has been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, thy stardust, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created.
Stop! Where you get all this from?
From the heavens.
Wait a minute! So they created from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute. Watch this. Watch this. Okay. Going to Revelation. Going to Revelation.
Amen.
Okay. And let's pick it up. Hang on a second. Verse 20, chapter 21, and verse 19.
Revelation 21.
And 19.
Amen. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 19 reads, And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones.
See, that's heaven.
Okay.
See, that's the foundation of heaven right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Read on.
The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th a amethyst.
Now.
Okay.
And with all of that, the spirits is created from this. That's why he identified all these things. He said they're made from the foundation of heaven. You see, so
12 stones.
Exactly. But where did the foundation of heaven come from?
Right.
That's the next question. Right. Okay. Now let's go into Ezekiel. Let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 28.
Go back and go start at 14.
Yeah, where we left off here.
Ezekiel chapter 28. And verse 14 reads, Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God.
See, that's heaven.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
That's it. It's on fire.
Mm,
heaven is on fire. That's why the sun is on fire.
Amen.
That's why you got certain planets on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because heaven is on fire and it created from those things.
Amen.
God created all the Saturn and the moon and Mercury and all that, these things that we see just floating around in the cosmos,
mm-hmm.
all that came from heaven.
Amen.
All right. Different fireballs in the water, right?
Amen.
What do you mean by that? Fire is a form of oxygen, right? In the water, right? Okay. In the water. Do you ever experience flat bubbles?
No.
Bubbles are what?
Circle.
So the planets is in water.
Amen. Makes sense to me.
So, of course, they're in the orb form.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're created from life, which is oxygen. Anyway.
That was 14.
Yeah. Keep reading.
Verse 15. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of the merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire.
See that? The mountain of God is on what?
Fire.
Fire. That's heaven.
Amen.
That's why he said the Lord our God is a what? This is why man can't go to heaven. You can build whatever spaceship you want to build. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get past our first soul. You're going to get past our Milky Way.
Amen.
It ain't enough time in you. Ain't enough time in your generation.
Amen.
You have to start thinking in realms of 5,000 years just to get on the other side of our galaxy.
Mm.
Forget that. So 5,000 years from now, you wouldn't even be out of our galaxy.
Mm-mm.
Still be in our solar system.
Amen.
So there's no way man ever going to see heaven. It's impossible. And then if he got close enough, it would be like going to the sun. So there's no way he can dwell there. So this whole thing about man going to heaven, if you understand, how do you understand those things which are spiritual and those things that are natural? You have to discern both.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 11 and verse 19.
Revelation 11.
In verse 19.
Amen. Revelation chapter 11. You said verse 19?
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 19 reads, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail."
See, that's another reason why you don't want to go there. You wouldn't survive the elements. See that?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Lightnings, fire, voices, thunderings, earthquakes, and gray hail? For real? You trying to get there. You really want to see that. Because whenever we see it, whenever we claim we want to see it, we want to see it in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong thing to have on in the presence of that.
Amen.
Because that ain't going to do nothing but consume you or burn you up.
Amen.
So it's inconceivable for man to even think like that.
Amen.
First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 13.
Amen. First Timothy 6.
First Timothy 6 and verse 13. When you receive it, read.
First Timothy 6 and verse 13 reads, "I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and holy Pontinent, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only have immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power and everlasting. Amen."
Because it's on fire.
Amen.
And you never seen it because of the water barrier. You don't have enough light to see it.
Amen.
Because our solar system, the light that we base all of our sight into the deep darkness of the cosmos, is the sun. Without the sunlight, we don't see nothing. That sunlight don't penetrate water just like it don't penetrate the ocean floors.
Amen.
So that's a new conversation to even see the other side of this. But he's showing us through the scriptures, this is what dwells on the other side of the water.
Amen.
Or what we call a firmament. Dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, who only have immortality. With that being said, I got a problem with that Enoch theory right here in verse 16, because he said he the only one with immortality. And if Enoch is not dead, that means that he has what?
Immortality.
Exactly. That's why I got a problem with that, because it says here, he said, who only have immortality. I got a problem with Elisha flying off into heaven because he said, who only have immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach onto. So Elisha didn't make that trip. So you got Hebrews that teach that. Mm-hmm. Going to heaven, nope, that's dead too. Can't approach it. And to tell you right here, according to the scripture, no man has seen it.
Amen.
Possible.
Amen.
We don't even have the eyes to look upon it. It'll be like looking at the sun directly. And all his glory, it's like you'd be like 5 feet from the sun.
Amen.
Let's look at this. Let's go into St. John 17 and verse 1.
Amen. St. John 17 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
John 17.
And 1.
And 1.
When you receive it, read.
Amen.
First John 5 and what verse?
And verse 1, 17 and 1, St. John.
1 John 7. What?
No, St. John
17. Oh, John. Why am I thinking 1 John? That's what I was getting lost at. Forgive me. John 17 and verse 1. Okay, sorry. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest me them, gave them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou givest me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Stop. So you're going to get the same body too.
Amen.
All right. So he said, give me this glory before the world was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever heaven would look like, and whatever the angels look like, it came from him. Because he had the glory before all of that.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
This is why heaven looked like it do. That's why it's on fire, because it's created from the very essence of fire.
Amen.
That's him.
Amen.
That's why heaven is doing what it's doing. And that's why we had a consciousness to marvel at things like different colored stones. Even the ones that are water washed, we move marvel at those colors. We like, oh, wow, look at that. That's really wonderful or beautiful.
Amen.
Pearls and things like that. Water washed. How do heaven have, you know, the gates of pearl? Where do pearls come from?
Amen.
Exactly. Water?
Water.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 9 and 3.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 9.
And verse 3.
Amen. And verse 3. Deuteronomy 9 and 3 reads, understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shall thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee.
See, the Lord your God said, understand, therefore, this day, right now, he said that the Lord your God, which goeth before you, is a consuming fire to destroy them, and shall bring them down before your face.
Amen.
And shall thou drive out and destroy them quickly.
Mm-hmm.
As the Lord has said unto thee. See, that's that thing. He said he's a what?
Consuming fire.
To do what? To destroy your enemies.
Amen.
What man or beast can stand against fire? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and 1.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Now, the first thing the Lord did was created heaven and earth. So we just found out that he created heaven from himself. So if heaven's on fire, then I would make your God on what? Fire. Because that's what Moses said. Moses is basically the last man that saw God in his glory. I haven't read anybody else having seen God in his glory like Moses did.
Amen.
In the scriptures. I've read men seeing angels. I've seen Jesus transforming before the apostles, but no one seen God like the way Moses saw him. No man.
Amen.
This is the closest you will ever come to see what the Father looked like. And then he couldn't see his face because he didn't have eyes of fire.
Amen.
You know, that's that ridiculous picture that some of us be drawing. You know, when God come back, they always get some dude with his eyes all redded out and everything, like he just smoked a blunt or drunk a gallon of wine or something.
Right.
And say, see, God gonna have eyes of fire. That's not what he's talking about. His eyes are literally gonna be on fire. They're not gonna be like red, like he just woke up. And he need Visine. That ain't how that look. That ain't what he's talking about. He's not going to have eyes of flesh.
Amen.
You can't look at God with the eyes of flesh.
Amen.
This is that thing. Let's look at this. What do we leave off?
Genesis 1 and 1. Well,
okay, good. Yeah, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1.
Ezekiel chapter 1.
Yes.
Amen.
You know what? No, I don't want to go to it. Let's go to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11.
Amen. Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had name written that no man knew but he himself.
See, stop right there. See, that guy, he got eyes of flame of fire. This is that thing. So, with the Father having eyes, well, this is Jesus. This is the only way he could sit next to the Lord in the first place. That he have eyes of fire. This is the only way man can look at God. This is why no man never even seen God. This is why Adam never seen him. Adam had eyes of flame of fire. Adam been dealing with Jesus the whole time, even till his day. It's been the only thing we ever been dealing with, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the intercessor between man and God. So we never been able to see God. We can't even comprehend his light. You know, we can't even comprehend his brilliance. We can't. It's impossible. That's why you got Christ in between man and flesh, God and flesh, so that we can comprehend that light. You see, because it's hidden. It's hidden in the light. Believe it or not, it's so bright, it's hidden in the light. You see? This is that thing. So let's look at this again. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 1. Ezekiel 1 and 1 is, And now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, I was among the captives by the river Sheba, that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. So now the God is revealing himself, all right? He's revealing himself here. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim captivity, the word of the Lord came especially unto Ezekiel the priest, the sons of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river of Shebar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud enfolding itself, and the brightness was round about it. And out of the midst thereof were color of amber, and out of the midst of the fire. So this whirlwind was what? On fire. And then this fire had different colors coming from it. You see that? Why? The colors is coming from the very essence of heaven. This is that thing. Ezekiel chapter 1 and 5. And it says this. And also in the midst of came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Everyone had four faces. And everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the soles of their feet were like the feet of calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. So this is why they don't have skeleton, because they can't go back and forth from this image into a man. If you got a skeleton, you can't do this.
Amen.
And they shall, and they had under their hands, under their wings, and their wings on their four sides, and their four had their faces and their wings. And their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went, and they went every one straight forward. As for the likenesses of their faces, they forehead the face of a man, the face of a lion, and on the right side, the face of the forehead, the face of an ox, on the left, and they forehead the face of an eagle. So we don't have anything that describes this, but this is on fire. Let's not stop thinking for this for a moment, right, that this is not on fire. This is on fire.
Amen.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And okay, yeah, and then pick it up at 12. And they went, everyone straight forward, and whether the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. They didn't have to. You got four faces. You don't need a rotation of your neck to go left and right.
Amen.
Because you already got eyes pointing in direction, right? So it's not necessary to turn left or right. But it's four of them. So that lets me know that the God of Israel is in the center. Okay. Now, by him being in the center, if he said go north, south, east, or west, then whatever beast is facing in that direction, that's the spirit of it. Mm-hmm. So if you're going in the direction of the eagle, then it's the spirit of the eagle. If you're going in the spirit of the lion, then it's the spirit of the lion. If he's going in the spirit of the man, it's going to be in the spirit of man, you know, mm-hmm, or not. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 1. Could you pick this up for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 11, 1 and 13.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 13 reads, as for the likeness, you need some more water. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
See, then we read that in Revelation chapter 13, chapter 11 and verse 19, and that the heavens was on fire, and that lightning and thunderings and all of that.
Amen.
You know, That's what's going on. You got all these menacing spirits, a flame of fire, and they flapping their wings, and that sounded like thunder and whatnot. You know what I mean? We ain't ready for that kind of boom.
No.
But that's coming to the earth.
Amen. Amen.
That's the menacing spirits. That's them. And then they moving with the speed of light. So they like instant. You know, they moving with the speed of light. He said as the flash of lightning, right? Mm-hmm. So seeing that the prophet we don't have the same dialect, but we understand each other. When he said they moved as a flash of lightning, in our mind, we understand that that's the speed of light.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 15. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures, with his four faces, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel. And they had one, and had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
See, that's the great white throne right there, because he said he's going to come in on wheels of fire.
Amen.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Where did the wheels of fire come from? Heaven.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes around about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went, thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. And the likeness of a firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, and the one toward the other. Everyone had two, which covered on this side, and everyone had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host.
So he heard them talking? He heard their voice? He heard him talking?
Amen.
Read on.
When they stood, they let not down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their head.
He was talking. Read on.
When they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw the color of amber.
You notice he never touched the earth because he in the firmament.
Mm.
Read on.
And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of fire round about it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about it.
See that? He on what?
Fire.
He on fire sitting on the throne. He on fire sitting on the throne, y'all. This is that deal. This is the great white throne judgment. People is going to be horrified because they're going to, God forbid that we should see it.
Amen.
Because he's going to come on fire in all his glory, riding on these things that we never saw on the wheels of flame of fire. That's them.
Amen. Amen.
Read on.
Verse 27, and I saw the color of amber as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
See, he was on fire. This is that thing. Why? Because he created the heavens. He created fire. He created the sun and the moon. He created that from himself.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
28. As the appearance of the bowl that is in the cloud in that day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
Okay, good. Now let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9.
Amen. Daniel 7 and verse 9. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9 reads, "And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire."
You know, this is took out of the NIV verse. Yeah, because it describes what the Ancient of Days looked like.
Mm.
So this has been removed. Anyway, you see here, he said, "In the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, right? His hair was like the pure wool, and his throne was as a flame of fire," which we just got to reading. Mm-hmm. And he said this, "and it's his wheels was as burning fire." So that amber that we were looking, that he was describing in the wheels of the cherubs, they were on fire. So when the Lord great white throne takes place, the throne wheels is going to be on fire. The throne is, the great white throne is going to be still, and you're going to be moving up to it, and you're going to be taking turns. No, he's going to pass over you. And if he don't forgive you, it's a wrap. Just like now, you being baptized, you can take part and pass over your sins, right? Yeah. Blessed is whom the man of the Lord allowed to approach him. This is that thing. He passed over your sins. He bring you up under the blood. That's it. But if you don't pass over your sins and forgive you, in this day you go to the fire. That's that. That's why he said, don't leave nothing remaining until the morning.
Amen.
Of it. Anyway, read on.
Amen. Daniel 7 and verse 10. "A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened."
You see that? So you saw something else appear from the flame of fire out of his breath. Did you see that?
Amen.
What happened? I'm talking about what came out of his mouth.
Fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lake.
And there was a lake, and
he kicked it off.
He blew upon the lake.
And he set it on fire. Mm-hmm. From his breath.
Amen.
That's hot.
Literally, yes, that's hot.
That's hot. Like Isaiah is saying, that's hot. That's for real. He said, and he set it on fire. He kicked it off. Why? Because he on fire.
Amen.
So he literally set the lake on fire from the fire that dwells inside of him.
Amen.
This a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Revelation 4 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Revelation 4 and 1. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 reads, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show
thee
things that must be hereafter."
See the door? Mm-hmm. See, that's how Jesus appeared before him, through a door. It wasn't a window. And, you know, like some of us, you know, he just appeared out of some hole in a wall being all tacky about it. No, it's a literal door.
Right.
And God knows what material is made out of, right? Because it goes through time.
Amen.
So there it is. This door opened up the heavens to us. Read on.
Verse 2. "And immediately..."
No, read the one again.
Okay. Revelation 4 and 1. "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, A throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
That's the Father.
Amen.
Christ hasn't made it up there yet. 4 and 5 is about the Passover and a wave offering.
Amen.
That's what these two verses is about right here. And so he hadn't made it yet. You see?
Mm-hmm.
This is that thing. So it's describing what he looked like.
Amen.
Okay? So it's describing what his throne looked like. Because remember now, the throne isn't made from the earth.
Amen.
You got to consider that. The throne isn't made from earth.
Amen.
So what is it made from? Heaven, right?
Heaven.
Read on.
Verse 3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of burning fire, fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God.
So the throne is alive.
Right.
It's alive. So it's the throne got thunders and lightning jumping off of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I guess that'll look like the time machine. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And the rest, and they rest, not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
That's it. So now we got those are seraphim. Those are the ones that dwell around the throne in heaven.
Okay.
The cherubims are the ones that he actually traveled on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go into Exodus chapter 33 and verse 19.
Amen.
Exodus 33 and verse 19, when you receive it, read.
Exodus 33.
Yes, ma'am.
And 19. Exodus 33 and 19 reads, And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
He said, I will make all my goodness pass before you.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to do what?
Pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord.
Why is he going to proclaim another? Why is he going to say, I'm going to proclaim my name? See that?
Yes, sir.
There go the Father. That's the intercessor. That's Melchizedek. That's him.
Amen.
He going to testify that there's another priesthood.
Amen.
And there is judgment from it. Watch this. Read on.
Verse 20. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live.
Because we don't have the eyes of flame of fire.
Mm-hmm.
We got eyes of flesh.
Amen.
Hold your finger there and go into Job chapter 10 and 4, one verse.
Amen. Job 10 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Job chapter 10 and verse 4 reads, Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as man seeth?
See.
Right.
So you can't see God in the way that man see God. You can't even see him in your mind like he would like for us to see him. But you can't see him with your eyes. Because he's on fire. It's like looking at the sun.
Amen.
But his light is brighter than the sun, so you die. Your mind will literally explode. Your being will evaporate. Because it's in darkness cannot comprehend the light.
Amen.
So you will evaporate because of your darkness. Read on. Let's go back to Exodus chapter
33.
Yeah.
Exodus 33 and 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen.
So everything that pertains to my back, you'll be able to see, like my shoulder, my back of my head, the back of my ears, my legs, the heel of my feet, but you can't see my face, right? Okay. But my back part, he said, and there's a place by me, I'm going to put my hand over your eyes. So wait a minute. But he still touched his eyes that he will be able to see.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All right. Exodus chapter 34 and verse
1.
34
and
1. Yes, ma'am.
And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai.
And he said this, he said, hew thee out two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words which thou, in the first tables which thou breakest, right? He gonna write on them, right? Okay, read on.
And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mount.
Okay, stop. Let's go into that. Let's look at that right quick. Let's go when he had written those things. Let's go in Exodus chapter 34. In verse 1.
That's where we are, babe.
Okay, we'll continue.
Amen. Okay, so verse 4. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him,
uh-huh.
and took in his hand two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
See that he testified of another.
Amen.
He's not testifying of himself, or that would have made him a what? A schizophrenic.
Mm.
And that's the devil.
Amen.
Okay. Read on.
Verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth,
mm-hmm.
keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth.
See, all that glory passed by him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's seeing the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
What glory? The glory that God had in the beginning. With Jesus, that's what he asked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Moses asked to see it. You know, so this is what Moses seen.
Amen.
The glory that Jesus had before the world was.
Amen.
Let's go into Exodus chapter 31 and 12.
Exodus 31 and 12?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Exodus 31 and verse 12 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doeth sanctify you.
Mm-hmm.
Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
Now, if you don't know what the Sabbath day is, you better sure enough be finding out.
Amen.
Okay? Read on.
15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. In 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God.
So this is written with the finger of God. He wrote in stone, right?
Amen.
He said, I'm going to do it again, didn't he?
Amen.
Okay, okay. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 30 and 26.
Amen. Isaiah 30?
Yeah. And remember now, he's talking to Moses when he wrote this right here with his fingers. He was writing to him then when he was showing him the first commandments. He wrote it with his finger then. Moses saw that. But he didn't see his glory. He just saw him write the law. Now he actually revealed himself to him. Isaiah 30 and 26, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Hold on. Mary's calling. Okay. Isaiah 30 and 26 reads, moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light, shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days.
So he's going to turn up the sun and the moon?
Wow.
Wait a minute. So the only way you'll be able to even exist in that time window is that you've got eyes of fire. Because he said, I'm going to turn the sun brighter than 7 days combined.
That's what it says.
So the only way you'll be able to exist at that time is that you are an immortal.
Amen.
And that you are turned into him. Because anything aside from that, you have been a burst into flames. You would have disintegrated. The sun is 7 times brighter. The sun is 7 days brighter than itself. You would disintegrate.
Yes, we would.
Read on.
Amen. Isaiah 30 and 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wounds.
What is that? That's the day right in between man and God when he come and the dead in Christ is raised. That's when time stands still, and that's when God introduced immortality with eternity.
Amen.
That's the light that no man has never seen. That's the light before a day.
Amazing. Amen.
Read on. The only way you can coexist in that light is that your body been changed. Read on.
Mm.
So he's trying to show you the kind of body that you have to survive in that environment.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 27, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire.
See that?
Yes.
There it is. There was that witness that was in Daniel. Read on.
28, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with the scythe of vanity, and there shall be a brittle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Ye shall have a song, as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down his arm.
Wait a minute. He goes, so what down his arm?
Lightning.
So that's how he wrote on the stone.
Mm-hmm.
With what?
Lightning.
With lightning. Mm-hmm. With the finger of God.
Mm-hmm.
So with the finger of God came out what?
Fire. Lightning.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. That's how he wrote on those stones. And he revealed that to Moses twice. But the second time he did it, he actually showed Moses something. Him.
Amen.
sitting on the throne, writing the commandments from his hand on fire through lightning. That's crazy. His throne is on fire. It's on lightning. It's thundering and lightning. The heavens is thundering and lightning. Why all these light flashes that it's got? What's going on with the light flashes?
Amen.
What do that do to your consciousness?
Amen.
Why is that so relative here? Because that's what's happening. Lightning is constantly. So what's with that?
Amen.
I know when we look at the commercials, they have light flashes in them because they only get like 20 seconds, right? So you may see like in 20 seconds, 30 flashes, which will be seen. Each scene got a flash to it.
Amen.
Anyway.
Amen.
Where am I?
I stopped at 28.
Continue. So he wrote the commandments with lightning from out of his hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So we ready for this in the judgment. We ready to go to war with this. Okay. His breath is going to fire you up. Well,
verse 30, Isaiah 30 and 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For though the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod, and in every place where the ground is staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon it, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in the battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Topheth is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large, the pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle it.
There go Daniel's chapter 7, we just got the reading. That what? Out of him, he's kicked off the lake of fire, and thousands and thousands stood before him, right? There it is. But the lake of fire got a name. It's called Topheth. See that? Okay. It's ordained of old. Why? Because it was created for Satan and his angels.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 34.
Exodus 34.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go back to Exodus 34 and let's pick it up at 27.
Amen. Exodus 34 and 27.
Uh-huh.
Exodus 34 and verse 27 reads, And the Lord said unto Moses, Write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. He wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded.
See, he turned into him. They turned into him. You see that? He turned into him. He literally turned into him. Mm-hmm. Ain't no telling what his eyes look like.
Amen.
That had to be way out that he went from flesh and blood to spirit.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 17.
Amen. Matthew 17.
Mm-hmm. In verse 1.
Matthew 17 and verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain, apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light.
See, this is two different colors. See, his body was on fire,
mm-hmm.
and his clothes was light. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is two different brilliance. Now, he said, now he was transfigured in front. So he did the same thing with Moses, except for this is a vision. Actually showed Moses what this looked like. They all in a vision here. All right? So he's letting everybody know what the kingdom was going to look like for those that come up in the first resurrection.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 3. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
See, they were the Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
6. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And they came down from the mountain. Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man.
Tell what?
Tell the vision.
Stop. It's
no
a what?
Vision.
See, Moses saw it.
Amen.
They had a vision. They were in the spirit.
Amen.
So that's a big difference. That's why Moses actually was changing. This is that thing. So he was showing us that this is what we all going to look like. We're going to look like that. We're all going to be on fire like him. The kingdom is going to be full of that, full of light.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Go to Revelation chapter, got like 3 more after this. Revelation chapter 20.
Revelation 20.
And verse 10. Revelation 20 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 reads, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Stop. So that lets me know that the sun is going to exist forever and ever. It is never going to go out. All right? So if the sun ever go out, they come out.
Right.
Okay? So we know the sun is going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then we got this in Revelation chapter 20. Skip down to verse 21. Go to 21 and go to verses 21.
Revelation 21 and 21.
In fact, 22. Pick it up at 22.
Revelation 21 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
See, you don't need the sun to shine there. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon. Not that it was done away with, just not there. Why? It says to shine in it, and it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. You see, read on.
Amen.
So they shining just as bright as the sun in the city.
Amen.
That's how bright their light is. That the light of the sun is not even needed. How bright is that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So that means you're going to see a reflection of balls of fire from heaven and the firmament?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to look like it's more than one sun?
Amen. Wow.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall no light, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
That's all she wrote. You see, that's how you're going to get to see God that you at this point, when you see the Father and all his brilliance, but we got to be changed. And nowhere in the world we're going to be able to see them in that beauty unless we be changed. And how does that take place? You got to have faith. Then you got to believe.
Amen.
You got to believe. Then you got to start keeping the commandments of God like you're supposed to. And then, God willing we live, he will elect or select us to be changed into himself.
Amen.
You got to be worthy of that.
Right.
Because you become a super, you become a all power. You have more power than a son.
Amen.
So he's going to be really selective of that.
Amen.
You know, are you that worthy? Are you? Do you have pride in you that will cause you not to receive that?
Right.
You know, what would you do if you had that authority that you thought you was going to get those things now? Then what would you think if he actually gave them to you?
Right.
If you already think you got it made, if you already think you got it, then what make you think he's going to give it to you? Or what would you think if he did? See, that's that thing. We got to keep this body under subjection in our brain. Why? Because this is where we want to be.
Amen.
We want to be turned into that. We want to be turned into him. Like he said, he's going to give us a body that pleased him.
Amen.
Right? I ain't got no problem with that kind of fire. With that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time, and we open the mic.
Amen, man. That's great.
Any questions or comments or anything like that? They're more than what.
Brother Joe, I caught the end of your lesson, but I could tell that was a powerful lesson.
Well, praise God. Yeah. Amen. I'm sure we talked about some of the things that we went over. So you weren't all the way absent of the spirit.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, praise God. You was able to check in. Yeah. Any more questions or comments?
Shalom.
Hands up. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom is the light.
Great lesson. Great lesson. Saying I've been around you for many years, and a lot of people. I'm saying I tell people no fool can teach me, and I love these type of things because God said he has rewarded them that diligently seek him. You might hear people talk about heaven and the angels and all these things, but most of them things are just scratching the surface. And this goes deep. And this is the kind of teacher, and these are the kind of people that I like to be around me, and the kind of people, these are the only type of people that I will allow to teach me, is people that can go deep like this. I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying I love every time he brings these type of things, because guess what? There's no way you're seeing this without God. No way.
Amen.
No way. See, I said, I know prophets from what the God shows them, not what somebody else showed them. And the only way you're seeing what this brother saw is that you're dealing with God. Like I said, I don't let no fool teach me. I don't be saying I don't try to be around no fools or no people that's really, I don't mess with novices. I'm saying you can't be no novice. You got to really be somebody that's truly seeking, because I go deep. I want to be around people that go deep, and he went deep in this. Saying if you play football, this Hail Mary end of the game, 70 yards in the air ball. So great lesson, brother. I yield to Mike.
Praise God, Israelite.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus' name.
Amen. Meant a lot. any more questions or comments?
Oh, don't forget about Paul.
Oh, indeed. Tonight at 7 p.m., we have the Fellowship of the Spirit with our brother Paul Mazaluski, who's been doing his thing on prayer and meditation, you know. And it's been most informative, man. One is he's breaking them yokes of that common salvation thing, which is really beautiful. Why? Because he's really trying to tell you that you do have an intimate relationship with your God that you need to get back to. You know, that prayer that you had when you was a child, and only thing you knew about God was between you and him. That's the intimacy that you need to get back to, of that thing. The earth stole that from us. We need to get back to that presence.
Amen.
When all things is good and, you know, your prayers, you could talk to him just like a child. Like you see, that's how you approach him anyway. So that meditation time, man, is faith unmeasured, man, because the child only believe what he's told.
Amen.
So let's get back to that. Your brother Paul been doing a wonderful precept on that for the last couple of 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So let's get into those things. That's this evening at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the Sounds of Living Waters with the Fellowship of the Spirit Bible Study Class. So with that being said, is there any announcements? Okay. All right. Well, next Sunday, we will be having Sounds of Living Waters.
You want to have a meeting?
Yes,
every 2 weeks.
Yes, man. This is actually good.
So the Sounds of Living Waters is going to have a meeting next Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
Okay.
So everybody, we want to be there for that. Those of you that's in the know, we will receive a phone call, a text message, or everything. Okay, so keep your eyes open for that. So with that being said, we're gonna thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Amen.
Shalom. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.